This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday, and it's going to be a good Tuesday. You know why it's going to be a good Tuesday? Here's why.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
Name me a time where I actually allow a little bit of climate change talk to dominate the beginning of the show. I normally hover that in around the middle, but tonight there's something happening and it's accelerating. And I think we should do one of these step back things. Since there's no huge stories today, I think we should do a little step back thing and talk about the climate change and others. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the condition of America's cities. Why so many Americans don't want children. The ongoing war between Heavy D and Disney. Republicans generally suck, and Democrats are now openly campaigning to keep FBI informants in your church. You notice I said keep. I didn't say put there, did I? I said keep there, because believe me when I tell you, they're already there. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, but we have to do something that long-time listeners will have heard, new-time listeners will not have heard, but it's a nice reminder that I need from time to time, that you maybe need from time to time. The why is always the most important thing. You know that. I know that. What people say is not that important. Why are they saying it? At all times, whether you're in your personal life, why is your spouse, coworker, why are they saying this or not saying that? Why is your boss, why is your employee saying this? Why aren't they saying that? Why is the system telling you this? Why? Why are they trying this? What's the real reason? When it comes to things like climate change, there's so much propaganda out there right now. And it's hard to figure out what to believe, what's real, who's lying about this, who's lying about that. And you'll never be able to do that, because when you get into a point in society where we are now, where there are just 1,000 different information sources coming at you from everywhere. I mean, it looks like Dome and college. It's crazy. You'll never be able to sort it all out. So what you always need to do, what I always need to do, and I'm sure I lose sight of this sometimes, I'm sure you do too, is we need to figure out the why. Because once I figure out the why, then everything else doesn't matter. You're barraged from all sides now. You walk in your grocery store, there's a Beyond Meat section. You go down to order Burger King, there's a vegan burger. Hollywood will tell you about how evil your car is and how the planet is warming. Have you seen the new apocalyptic movie, The Oceans Have Melted Thanks to Your SUV? The education system, the energy companies themselves will sell this garbage to you. Oh, it's just an endless wave of propaganda. Global warming, climate change, global warming. And it's coming at you from everywhere. And they're really masterful at this. They're telling you that horrible things are happening in places you just can't quite see. You see, if I tell you, hey, stop driving your SUV, otherwise, New York City, they're going to be underwater next month. The water, it's already starting to fill up the streets in New York City. You would roll your eyes and say, no, I can see the streets and there's no water in it. And I'm looking right now. The water's not even close. What are you talking about? So they never tell you that, do they? What do they tell you? What's dire that's happening right now? The polar ice caps. Of course, you're not there. You don't know. So you have to take the word of this scientist who's telling you, no, the ice caps, they're melting. The polar bears are screaming, save us, ice. Stop driving your SUV. It's just out of reach. It's just out of sight. You can't hear it or see it, but just trust me. I'm science. It's happening. And they do this. They sell it as being delicious and healthy. It's healthy for you. Eric Adams, yet another tyrant out there trying to, well, take away meat from people, even though meat is outstanding for you. Why do you think God made you with those teeth? You were made to be an omnivore. You know that, right? You can always tell what an animal is made to eat based on their teeth. Look at your teeth. You're made to eat meat. You are. And I'm not saying you have to. Maybe you're a vegan, vegetarian. I don't care. Look, the wife has kind of gone that route too. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. You live your life how you want. But meat is what you're made for. Now, listen to Eric Adams.
1 in every 5 metric tons of carbon dioxide our city emits comes from food. But all food is not created equal. The vast majority of food that is contributing to our emission crisis lies in meat and dairy products. We already know that a plant-powered diet is better for your physical and mental health, and I am living.
Just I'll let him finish. He's got 10 seconds, but notice they do this all the time, too. The communist is masterful at this. We already know that plant-based diet's better for you. Yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. The science is settled. We know it. There's no, look, we don't get to debate. You don't get to debate me. We know this. We know that the Anti-Communist Manifesto is the greatest book ever, and it can be pre-ordered at jessekellybook.com. We know it's the greatest book ever. Don't email me and tell me it's not or anything like that. We already know it. The science is settled.
Proof of that. But the reality is that thanks to this new inventory, we're finding out it is better for the planet.
Better for the planet, but also, remember, better for you. We already know that. It's better for you. Now, Eric Adams, I shouldn't dog on him too hard because he's a much more eloquent purveyor. What a great word, Chris. That's a world-famous author word. He's a much more eloquent purveyor of propaganda than, well, the vice president.
And transitioning, you know, this diesel truck that's on its last wheels.
Why is that funny?
and transition.
Don't you love it? She had to throw in the making jokes part there. I'm such a jokester.
And transitioning, you know, this diesel truck that's on its last wheels. I got jokes. And transitioning it to give it 10 more years of its lifespan. Transitioning it to being an electric vehicle. And as we were discussing it, because he's talking about not only doing the work of transitioning it, but the folks who are going to actually do the actual work, right, of changing its composition so that it can then be an electric vehicle. Well, we would have...
Oh, my gosh, I'm so bored. Okay, we got it. We got it. So, of course, it's better for the planet. It's better for you. The science is settled. You have to give up that truck that delivered everything you have in your life. That truck has to go away. No more diesel. We have to make sure it's electric now, so it'll be able to drive for about 15 minutes before it needs a charging station, a coal power charging station, most likely, before it has to pull in. Oh, by the way, it can carry a fraction of the goods that the diesel powered truck can carry because it just doesn't have the horsepower. So now in the future, you will see empty shelves everywhere. And okay. So what you're looking at is a relentless assault on your way of life with all kinds of different ways to sell it to you. You're trying to save the whales. You're trying to save the planet. You're trying to save your fat belly. You're trying to save this. You're trying to save that. Remember, you're the good guy. Let us destroy your life. You're the good guy. Let us destroy your life. Just if you want to be a good guy, it's for the greater good. Don't you care about the baby seals? Stop eating that cheeseburger. Of course. But why? What's the point? Well, remember this. All of our cultural leaders, and this is going to be really, really important. Everyone's rolling their eyes now because they already know what I'm about to say. They all share the same three characteristics now. And until you understand this about your politicians, your celebrities, your professors, your tech giants, until you understand this is how they all think, you'll never, ever, ever, ever figure out why. One, this is maybe the most important one, no love of country. Now, again, remember, they don't all hate the country. Some of them obviously do, but they don't all hate the country. But what they are is they're not mindful of the country. There's no love inside of them for it. Have you ever been in love? Are you married right now? Are you married and in love, living with somebody? Oh, Chris over there, newlywed, married and in love. When you're married and in love with somebody, you will find yourself, I'm sure he does, I'm sure she does, doing things for the other person just because you love them. She's got a dirty glass beside her. I'm getting up anyway. Let me grab that so she doesn't have to take it to the sink. I'll take it to the sink. Just little things like that. Well, you don't have to hate her, but if you didn't love her, you're not even really going to notice the glass, are you? Because you're not mindful of her at all. Well, that's how all of our cultural leaders are with America. Some of them are trying to actively burn it down, but most of them, they don't consider it. You would look at banning diesel trucks and say, that's bad for America. Eric Adams would never think about America. America, what are you talking about? It never enters his mind. But that's just one. There's more to this. We have to dig into the why tonight. Before we do that, let us do make sure we understand they are laser focused on wrecking us because they plan on ruling, not to give away the game here. They plan on ruling over the ashes. They need this world to change and be rebuilt. So they're trying to burn it all down, which means you had better have a way to purchase goods and services in your physical possession. And if you don't have it, you might be in deep trouble. And if you don't need it, your kid probably will, because we're heading into some rocky times. And that's the beautiful part about gold and silver coins, is there ain't no expiration date. They're not going to go stale. Now, and 5,000 years from now, the gold and silver coins you buy from Oxford Gold Group will be good. They'll be able to purchase goods and services that'll keep you and your family around a little longer. One phone call. Call Oxford Gold. They're totally laid back. Call 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday, and it's going to be a good Tuesday. You know why it's going to be a good Tuesday? Here's why.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
Name me a time where I actually allow...
About turning the climate crisis into an economic opportunity.
Crisis. It's always a crisis, right? A crisis to Eric Adams trying to take away your meat.
One in every 5 metric tons of carbon dioxide our city emits comes from food. But all food is not created equal. The vast majority of food that is contributing to our emission crisis lies in meat and dairy products. We already know that a plant-powered diet is better for your physical and mental health.
No, I'm going to hang on to my meat. I'm going to keep a firm grip on my meat, and you can't have it. That's one. Two, let's go back to the why, because remember, that's what we're talking about. There's too much information. One, no love of country. They're just never mindful of it. So when they propose these things that are obviously horrific, no gas stove, no diesel truck, hey, we're going to take your meat away from you, you sit there and scream, but that's bad for America. That makes us all worse. You're presenting an argument to them that means nothing to them. Nothing to them. When you tell these people it's bad for America, it's like a tiger running at you, trying to eat you, and you telling the tiger, no, you don't understand. This is going to mess up your hair. That's honestly how effective it is. It means nothing to them. They don't care about America. That's one. Two, no connection to the real world. They understand that they run in elite circles. It's all private jets. It's all meat whenever they want it. None of these people are giving up their steaks. They're all going to be eating Wagyu steaks on private jets while you and I eat cockroaches. So they understand they're not going to be affected by this. And they've never really been affected by this. People who've experienced hardship and poverty and things like that, like you probably have at some point in your life, or you know someone who has, what it does to you is it gives you a level of understanding for your fellow man and not wanting that for other people. You know that I've had some rocky times in my life. You know I've been out of work. That me having been out of work and desperate looking for a paycheck, that's part of the reason I was so loud when they started locking down the country for COVID. Because I understood, man, you can't just put a man out of work. You can't just put a woman out of work. You can't put families out of work. You can't do this to people. But if you don't have that level of understanding, if your entire life has been fancy houses and fancy cars and fancy colleges and fancy this, and you go right from there to into politics or the newsroom or something like that, you just don't have any connection to how normal people live. So these people, I mean, they're not all the spawn of Satan. Some of them are. These people will get up with a straight face and say, hey, we're just going to, let's get rid of diesel. The whole country runs on diesel because trucking, it's the arteries of America. If without trucking, we all shut down. The truckers are the most powerful force in the United States of America today. So that's one, no love of country. Two, no connection to the real world. And three, and this probably is as important as number one when it comes to the climate change stuff, the climate crisis. Remember, it's always a crisis. You can't see it. You don't know why, but it's a crisis.
The Inflation Reduction Act is about turning the climate crisis into an economic opportunity.
They think they should rule as kings and queens. And look, I can look at almost any headline and they all will really bring you back to this same conclusion. Why do these people speak to us this way? Why do these people think they can speak to us this way? You know what a food bully I am. I always tell people I'm the menu whisperer and whatnot, but even I would never in any serious way look at you and say, no, don't ever eat that. In fact, you're not allowed. That's crazy. I may make fun of Michael if he tries to get a Beyond Burger. I'm not saying that happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I may make fun of him if he tries to get a Beyond Burger. But it would never occur to me to look at him and say, no. In fact, your burgers are banned. Yet the people who see themselves as kings and queens, as your rulers. You see, you're the stupid, uneducated peasant. I'm just the stupid, uneducated peasant. I don't know what's best for me, but Eric Adams, It does.
One in every 5 metric tons of carbon dioxide our city emits comes from food. But all food is not created equal. The vast majority of food that is contributing to our emission crisis lies in meat and dairy products.
Look, I've decided that your meat and dairy is bad. Besides, my plant-based diet is better anyway, and everyone knows it. So, sorry about that meat you were going to eat. It's my meat now. Taking it away from you. You would never think like that. You would never think in those terms. I need to take this from you and take this from you and take this from you. But that's because you don't think you're a king, a queen, a ruler. You look at your fellow man as just your fellow man. But because we are ruled by monsters, that is how they see themselves. That is how they see themselves. Which brings us to how they see you. And that's really the bad part of it. You ready for that? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to the Disney World, Disneyland versus Heavy D stuff, and then Trump taking a shot at him about that. And we'll get to what's happening in L.A. and Chicago. And there's all kinds of stuff to get to. We're even going to get some phone calls. Probably next hour, I might make them fun calls. I might do a combo of fun calls and then other ones, who knows, but it's a good night for that. It's been two or three weeks since I've taken a call. We don't do a lot of guests and calls here on the Jesse Kelly Show. I just try to focus on me, really. I've found that if you only care about yourself, then you're always happier. I think that's in the Bible. Or is it what, Chris? I think it's in there somewhere. All right, quit. Back to what we're talking about, the climate change people, as we wrap this up. They're the kings and queens. They don't know what you go through. They don't really care, and they're not worried about America's. But they're the kings and queens. And as kings and queens, they understand that they need to destroy some stuff. There's some of these existing power structures that need to be brought down. But what structures? What are we talking about? The West is unique, and I will, and probably you will never have enough appreciation for living in a society that is a free society. When you read history books or watch documentaries or listen to audiobooks like that nerd Chris, when you do any of those things, you'll find out that most of human history, people were subjects, really. That was just how life worked. Wrap your mind around how crazy that is, that that's how life worked. That if you, let's say you have a family, maybe it's you, wife, husband, kids, and the local feudal lord goes cruising by on his horse one day and looks over. You know what? No, let's make it modern. He goes driving by your house in his car and looks, oh man, that's a nice house. Oh, pretty wife. You know what? I'm taking both of them. You'll have to leave the house or die. How insane is that people have lived their lives in that way? Millions and millions and millions of people. But the West, Western civilization really, was founded on freedom. Freedom from that kind of tyranny. Man governing himself. You not having lords over you. But these people, they hate that about you. That's the thing. They're kings and queens, and they feel like they've got some rebellious people on their hands who need to be taken care of and made an example of. Don't believe me? Here's this military analyst from today. Listen to what he says about the DNI director.
My comment earlier was based on the intelligence assessment of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, who concluded that REMVs are the greatest terrorist threat to the United States citizens right now.
REMVs, in case you're wondering what that means, is domestic terrorists. Now, who's he talking about? You think he's talking about Black Lives Matter? Well, you should know, we already have sworn testimony from the FBI, courtesy of Ted Cruz. The FBI isn't even looking into Black Lives Matter. They're not even looking into Antifa. So who are these? Who are these potential domestic terrorists? Well, you. You, when you're freedom of speech? We can't have you saying whatever you want. You and your belief that you should be free to take a medicine or not take a medicine? No, peasant. No. You're a peasant. They're the kings. You do as you're told. And that some of you didn't gnaws at these guys like you can't believe. Your guns. They will now regularly, this is not a one-off, Democrats, nationally and locally across this nation, will regularly say things like, no amendment is absolute. Well, no amendment's absolute. You don't get to keep this. Joe Biden loves saying this about guns. You don't get to keep your guns. No. What? The disdain our kings and queens have for us is palpable. You can really feel it now, can't you? They detest it. And they detest that you're that way. About food, about where you drive, because your ability to eat and move to and fro at your leisure or leisure, Chris, what? That's how you say it in England or Britain or wherever it is. I'm not sure. Anyway, your ability to eat, provide for yourself, you provide sustenance for yourself, your family, and move to and fro, that's real freedom, isn't it? If I want to have a Detroit-style pizza tonight, and Detroit-style pizza is fantastic. I would highly recommend people trying it. Every single person. Look, obviously New York is the best, But Detroit style second best, and no one even knows it exists. But let's say I want a Detroit style pizza tonight, and I want to go to Detroit. Well, first I'll put on my bulletproof vest, and I will go down to the airport, and I will be in Detroit in an hour or two, and I will go sit down and eat whatever I want. Man, talk about freedom. They hate that. You can't just go wherever you want to go and feed yourself whatever you want. If you have to come to me, your ruler, as permission, you come ask permission to go to Detroit. And then even if I allow you to go, you go and there's no sustenance. There's no food. No, 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 peasant. You come in here and you sit in front of me and I'll let you know what you're allowed to eat and what you're not allowed to eat. Isn't that the ultimate power of a king and queen? You only possess what I allow you to possess. You drive what I allow you to drive. You eat what I allow you to eat. I am your God. That's how these people see themselves, as your supreme rulers. And you fighting back against that has gnawed on them to the point that now they have decided you are the enemy on the planet. The leaders of Western civilization turning their guns on their own citizens is the story that is happening in the world today. You think the Biden administration, his national security team, do you think they spent a lot of time sitting around hand-wringing? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do about the Chinese? Or, oh man, the Russians, the spying here. Did you think they spend most of their time dealing with that? Or do you think they spend most of their time dealing with you? You and your don't tread on me flags and your guns and your cheeseburgers. Who do you think you are? I bet you even go to church instead of worshiping the government like you should. Who do you think you are, pro-lifer? You don't believe we should kill the kids? Who do you think you are? Unless you understand the animosity behind words like this, you will never be able to take on the communists the way you should. But they never put it up there like it's animosity. It's always for the greater good and for your good. But until you understand the simmering hatred that comes with these words, you'll never be ready.
One in every 5 metric tons of carbon dioxide our city emits comes from food. But all food is not created equal. The vast majority of food that is contributing to our emission crisis lies in meat and dairy products. We already know that a plant power.
Yeah, you've heard it all. Sounds so nice. There's a climate crisis. Save the earth. Save the whales. Save the penguins. Hey, it's better for you. We're saving your health. We're not destroying. We're saving. We're saving things. This is a death cult. The climate change movement is the deadliest movement in the history of mankind by a mile. There is not even a close second place. These people will kill billions. And here's what's wild. They want to. That's their goal. They want to. All right. Enough of that. Let's get to some emails. Something good. You ready for something good? Hang on.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I almost forgot. Man, I can't believe this slipped my mind. Dome was out there today talking about innovation, and whew, when she speaks about things like this, I sit down and I listen.
You know, I think about innovation as being the pursuit of that, right? The pursuit of what makes us more efficient, more accurate, faster, right? More relevant to the needs of the people. We don't engage in innovation because we're bored with things the way they've been. It's the pursuit of doing things better than we have done and seeing what is possible unburdened by what has been.
She loves that. Unburdened by what has been line. Does it just mean she does pull that out a lot, right? That's one of her staples. It's weird because that's just like Joe Biden's staple. Joe Biden has a bunch of these really stupid staples that never land well, but he says them anyway. Remember when he goes to these speeches, if there's someone high up, he says, don't jump. and no one ever laughs, and it's kind of inappropriate and odd, but he goes to it every time as if it's just this killer one. So I forgot, before I get to the good news, Chris reminded me of a funny story I told a long time ago. Horrific story, but a funny story. We were living back in D.C. after I lost two congressional runs. I wanted to stay in the fight. I can't help it. I just wanted to stay in the fight. So I took a political job back in D.C. And living in D.C. is hell. Don't ever do it. But I will say this. It's really, really cool to see the history parts of it. The museums and the various things like that. They are really cool. The Vietnam Museum or Vietnam Memorial is so powerful. Just, anyway, it's really cool. And the only fond memories we have of living back there were doing that kind of stuff. But my oldest son, I want to say he was 3 or 4 then. And this is an important part of the story. He could not pronounce L's. Okay. Could not pronounce L's. That's important. You understand what that means. So a blanket would just be a blanket because he couldn't pronounce the L. Okay. You with me? We show up at the Washington Memorial. And because it's Washington, D.C., of course, it happened to be Gay Pride Day at the Washington Memorial. It's just gay pride flags all over the place. And we were walking the kids around, and we realized what we'd done. And we decided, okay, we've seen the memorial. Obviously, this is probably not the best day for us here. Let's leave. Now, I just told you who's around us, right? You with me? Who's around you? And I told you about the flags that were around us. Well, on top of not pronouncing his L's, my son used to speak really, really loudly. And he looks around us as we're walking through a crowd of all these people heading back to our car, and he says, "Look at all these!" And you can do, well, you can finish that sentence for yourself. I don't think I've ever, as many times as I've embarrassed the wife, I don't think I've ever seen her as mortified as she was in that exact moment. Not even this morning when we went to breakfast, because my oldest son's out of town, so we took our youngest son to breakfast, and she ordered something. The waitress happened to be Mexican, but that wasn't why I did it or said it. The wife ordered some avocado with her breakfast, and I was kind of talking to Luke, my youngest, when I heard her say avocado. And the waitress is kind of there, and I said, "Avocados from Mexico." I echoed that commercial, and she was really embarrassed. I don't know what her problem is. Let's get to some emails. And remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Email those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, literally, oh my gosh, he opened it up with the word. Literally, no one is talking about how the school board fights started this actual pushback from the right, and they should be talking about it. In all seriousness, the left crossed the line with people's kids at school, and it has mobilized so many normies. The glass was shattered, and now parents across the country are seeing what's going on. Disney, while still ongoing, was the next battleground, but we appear to be winning. These two events showed the right they could actually win without relying on their useless representatives. If we are able to keep up the momentum and crime in blue areas keeps increasing, corporate America 10 years from now will be unrecognizable compared to today. At the very least, corporations will not be supporting the left the way they do now. We have so much power to wield it if we can just focus on staying focused. And I am.
My focus is just stay focused.
We have so much power. And we have been winning so many of these local school board races, and we won them for the exact reason he described. Look, the communist, as you know, has many, many, many advantages. It does help if you're in a war, cultural or otherwise. It does help to have no moral standards whatsoever. Nothing holding you back. So, you know, there's a school shooting. The communist, he doesn't get even a little bit squeamish about standing on the dead bodies of children to grab for more guns, because he doesn't have any morals. There's nothing, everything's dead inside. He worships a totally different God. You wouldn't do that. And I'm glad you wouldn't. You shouldn't do that. There are parents there and hurting families, and it hurts. Now, that's his advantage. And He's committed. He has advantages. So he's so committed because it's his religion. It's not your religion. You don't worship politics and you shouldn't. But he does have a huge disadvantage. And this is one that we have exploited recently and we will continue to exploit going forward. He can't stop himself. Remember, because he's a religious zealot, he can't make himself stop or slow down or back off, especially if he feels like he's losing a little ground or if he feels like he's about to have final victory. He's almost like a puppy and you put a bowl of steak out in front of him. You can yell sit, stay, all you want. He's not stopping. He's not capable of doing so. The communists did this when he started to really, really get after the kids. They started to get after the kids and then COVID came. And what happened was kids started getting educated at home on Zoom. So parents are listening. The communists should have known then, hey, I was already manipulating this kid. Why don't we pause that for a year or two till we get the kids out of the house and then I'll resume. But he couldn't stop himself. He couldn't help himself. He kept going and it woke people up. Now, how do the cities matter here? Because he brings up a good point on the cities. Why the connection between the cities and corporate America? Well, I'll tell you the connection in a moment because things are not going well in the cities. Before I get to that, wherever you are, crime's up. Violence is up. Mental health problems up. Drug use up. It's the way it goes in a late stage republic and nothing we can do about it but protect ourselves. And I don't think about me, right? I don't worry about me. I just like you, I think about my loved ones. I think about family, mom, dad, sister, wife, kids. I think about my loved ones. Are they protected? Are they ready? I told you my oldest is out of town. I can't be there to protect him. I keep lecturing him. Keep your phone in your pocket, your eyes open, look around. Does your loved one have a hero gun or a hero arrow? They need one, man. They need one. They need it more than you need it. Forget about you. Go get a hero gun or a hero arrow for your loved one. You don't need a concealed carry permit. It's non-lethal. So even I don't like guns. Fine. Don't call it a gun. Just call it a hero. Here, I'm getting you a hero. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Take care of your loved ones at all times, right? Even when you're not there. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.